Information technology and how the government buys it. Two topics we cover a lot here. One reason is because it's an $85 billion a year tab for the federal government. Plus, it's something every agency deals with. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with a look ahead at what 2017 and the Trump administration will bring to these two crucial activities. Jason, I guess we can call you the dean of acquisition and IT reporters here in the federal space. And why not? It's an 80-some billion-dollar market. It matters. What do you think have been the biggest developments this year trying to get this ever-morphing area moving?
Tommy, let's start with, when you look back on 2016, of course, cybersecurity, not just because it's cybersecurity and the government spending, you know, tens of billions of dollars on cybersecurity every year, and not just because we're still reporting on the post-OPM breach world, but I really think if you look at what this administration did and what agencies were asked to do, which was implement the cybersecurity national strategy, the cybersecurity implementation plan, all these things that came at the very end of 2015, they were really putting through in 2016. And then on top of that, when you add the congressional mandate for Einstein 3A, when you add the continuous diagnostics and mitigation program, it really was all cyber all the time. And listen, Tom, no one would argue against why there wouldn't be, but that continues and will continue to be probably the biggest story of the next decade. Outside of cyber, but I think closely related, the other big story that I'd point to is IT modernization. I think when Tony Scott, the federal CIO, pointed out that there's a huge, you know, $8 billion or something to that effect of a bill coming due to the federal government because of outdated and old technology, I think that was a huge, huge story. And that really kicked off this push for IT modernization.
What I'm seeing as an emerging theme, though, is the tying together of modernization and cybersecurity, because at some point you can only button up the old system so well, and so modernization gives agencies the opportunity to, as they like to put it, bake in the cybersecurity while they're modernizing or replacing systems. And so you're seeing these strands twisted together.
Absolutely. And I think they've always been twisted together to a certain extent. But I think this year in 2016, what we saw was much, much tighter twist because let's go back in time a little bit. You know, let's go back all the way to the e-government time with Mark Forman and Karen Evans and the Bush administration. That was all about modernization too, and had a cybersecurity piece to it. As you go through the 2000s and enter the 2010s era, cybersecurity becomes more important, and then this old replacing old technology also comes back into the fold, and then they become more tightly coupled together. One of the things that I've enjoyed is this idea of, if we can move to this new technology, we can stop having this discussion of bolted on versus baked in. We can stop having this discussion of cybersecurity can't be an afterthought. I mean, I don't know, Tom, you and I have been doing this a long time. I'm so sick of that idea. Why isn't it done already? I think I've asked that in a tweet several times during the year.
Yes, we have heard it for many years. And so let me ask you your assessment. FITARA did become law, you know, in the past couple of years, and then the cybersecurity initiatives. Do you think there's been progress? Do you think agencies are really moving toward the FITARA dream?
I think so. And I think you see this not just because there's a scorecard and congressional oversight, though I think that helps. But I think when I talk to CIOs, when I have them on my Ask the CIO program, there are real examples. And because a question I do ask often is about governance. How are you working with other parts of the mission area? How do you deal with customer service? And I think well before FITARA was passed, but definitely after FITARA is passed and what we saw in 2016, is this closer relationship between the CIO and the CFO, or the chief acquisition and the chief human capital. And I think that's happening because they see it not only in industry as an industry best practice, but because they can't get their job done without it. Tom, you moderated a great panel just recently with Luke McCormick and Angela Bailey from DHS. Luke's the CIO, Angela's the chief human capital officer. And if you listen to what they said, and I think this is not just at DHS, but you can see this at many, many agencies, that they realize that they are relying on each other to be successful. And if they don't have that close partnership, if they don't have that collaboration, they cannot be successful. And I think that message, which came through FITARA, has come through OMB, is really taking hold. And again, it's not just because there's a law, not because it's great to talk this way, but you see it in real examples.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And if you draw a line of this type of thinking from the Obama administration, back through the Bush administration, and even back through the Clinton administration, there is a thematic similarity as the different generations of digital technology have taken over, the policies have been updated. But basically, this move toward digital online government, better citizen experience is the word now. E-government was the word before. What's your assessment of what we're hearing so far from the Trump administration about to come in, that this line will continue?
We're not hearing much from the Trump administration about the IT government management type stuff. We heard a little bit about cybersecurity. I think there's definitely that recognition that's important. But the IT modernization piece, the citizen services piece, you're just not sure yet what it looks like. On the other hand, we do know that there are some former Bush administration officials who are advising the Trump transition team. Karen Evans, for example, Casey Coleman from the former GSA CIO, Linda Springer, K. Cole James, both former OPM officials, and Linda also spend time as the controller at OMB. So I think that bodes well for where this is going, because they understand what has been happening and what has happened around this area. Tom, no matter who became president and no matter who becomes president next in 4 or 8 years, these themes of citizen services, cybersecurity, IT modernization, I don't see them changing too much. You know, maybe a small left turn here, a small right turn there, but really no one's going to come in and be like, no, let's stick with the old systems, or no, let's not serve citizens better. So I think that from a 2017 outlook perspective, the more things change, the more they stay the same is really the key theme here. It would be interesting how they rename. If you think about the Bush administration, they had lines of business, and now the Obama administration has shared services. We're really talking about the same thing here. And I think those types of changes are more cosmetic.
What's incumbent on the administration coming in really is not so much that Donald Trump knows the details of digital government, but that he says, all right, this sounds like it matters. Put this person here, OFPP, put this person here. And what's that guy, Tony, that just left? What do they call that? The federal CIO. Put this person there and just handle it, folks.
Right.
And that would be a victory, I think.
I would agree with you 100%. And that they don't try to go in and say, like they heard just recently from, they met with some tech leaders. And I think it was Eric Schmidt from the founder of Google said, government technology is awful. It needs to be replaced pulled out and putting it in. And while I appreciate that someone with that kind of background and intelligence and expertise can say that, I'm not sure that's 100% true, and I'm not sure that's coming from a place of knowledge. Are there problems? Absolutely. Can things be better? Without a doubt. But I think one thing that where the Obama administration fell on itself is coming in and saying how bad everything was, because it insults the people who were already there, and which is the career staff. And I think that the Trump administration has to be aware not to come in and degrade the career workforce, especially the IT and the acquisition world, to say how bad things are. They have to come in with the different view that says things can be better and will be better, and this is how we want them to be better, versus everything before us was not invented here, so it's bad.
Adding all of this up, what are you expecting in 2017? What's your best prediction of how things are going to go in IT and acquisition?
So I think a couple things are going to happen. I think the Internet of Things, IoT, connected devices, whatever you want to call it, that's going to be you're going to see a huge surge in terms of the attention being paid to that and the use of that within government. I think identity management, and we're not talking about smart identity cards, but really this idea of insider threat, protecting against that, protecting against hackers coming in and hopping from network to network, this roles and responsibilities. On the acquisition side, I think the big deal, Tom, is going to be category management, other, you know, transactional data authority, all this work that the Obama administration has put together will get a very serious look at. I've heard from very many people in industry who don't like these new rules, who are unhappy with the way the Obama administration has pushed out certain things like category management. They're going to look at it and go, okay, how can we tweak this or even make wholesale changes to improve upon it? I don't think anyone would argue that category management is bad, but I think some of the ways being implemented is leaving some people unhappy.
Well, I guess if the Trump organization has national contracts for, I don't know, golf balls and light fixtures, then they'll understand this whole thing.
I think you're absolutely right. I'm sure they have those international contracts and those global contracts. And I think what the industry hopes is that the GSA and OFPP and others step back, the FAR Council, and go, okay, we put all these things in place. How are they doing? And how do we improve them? And I don't think anyone at GSA would argue that. Oh, yeah, we should always be looking for improvement. I think how it gets improved is going to be the key to watch in the acquisition world.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. It's going to be a great year.
It's always something to cover. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Tom.
Find this and all of my year-end look-ahead interviews at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.